This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I am Glenn the Geek, coming to you from a now chilly Ocala, Florida.
Oh my gosh, we're back. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and it's perfect here. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 4th, episode 1330, brought to you by our friends at Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse people.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
I didn't know.
Well, it's your fault, so.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
And now, our perfectly unordinary host, Jamie Jennings.
Really? Just remember, my friend, that payback can happen.
And Glenn the Geek.
I'd have to get new tights.
That is going to haunt me forever. Were you conspiring with Jennifer to make that?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just proud of myself for not using the B word when I said payback. Is a.
I was waiting for that too.
I know. I'm like, oh, she put the curse word in the. Oh no, she didn't. Okay, we're good. Happy New Year, everybody! This is so exciting to be back. Oh my gosh, I've like slept in every morning. It's been amazing, and now you know it's all over. But that's okay. I'm. We have so much to talk about. I think that I use this show as therapy at this point. So to not have an outlet to vent about my days. It's weird.
I know, and you and I have not talked for 12 days, so we got to get caught up, and you know, I got to hear all about what happened with Thor, and you know, and then you've been talking about this great big announcement, so we're gonna have to find out when you're gonna tell us about that, which it's, I still have
you'll
no clue.
Never get. I heard you had a guess of the huge announcement that I'm gonna make. What was your guess? Let's go.
Well,
I know you think you're going to ruin it. You're not going to ruin it because you'll never guess. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was guessing that you were going to do the Monty certification program, which takes like 25 years, I think. That's not it.
Well, I am going to, I've talked about that I'm at least starting.
Yeah, but talking
with the
about it,
course.
Committing to that are two different things.
Dude, I'm committed. I'm going in March. This is going to be the greatest 3 months ever. I'm going to have so much fun. But something is happening on Wednesday. I will tell you about it tomorrow. And
what?
You will never.
So you're not telling us today?
Nope. Nope. Because
you have to wait one more day.
You have to wait one more day.
I've waited 12 days since I talked to you last to find out about this. And believe me, people, she has not told any of us.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Now, we will have a minor announcement today about something exciting coming up. But the big one I'm saving for tomorrow. And why? Because usually we don't do Tuesday shows and we're taking over Emily. She was unable to do the jumping show. So this is going to get everybody to tune in that doesn't always tune in to us on Tuesdays. So
yeah, whether you like it or not, you get an extra day of Jamie and I. It's going to be
yay!
Like the old days.
I know. I'm not going to get any sleep. I'm going to be cranky by Wednesday. It's going to be awesome.
And your husband's not home. It'll be great.
Yeah, he's leaving town today. So that's great. Should be fun.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, we'll start out with our new year by catching up on our co-host's adventures, and then the horse health takes over center stage as Dr. Gordon Chang stops by to explain protocols to optimize your horse's health. And in the third half of the show, Horse Nation reviews the top posts of 2015. And for all of our carb junkies, Happy National Spaghetti Day.
Nice. Hey, real
Glenn, Jamie will not be eating any of because it's that whole vegan month thing.
Oh, no, I can have spaghetti, just no cheese.
But what about sauce? Can you have tomato sauce?
Of course, there's no dead animals in tomato sauce. Okay. What are you talking about?
Just checking.
All right.
No cream sauce, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Daily Winnie time. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to Karen and the whole Endurance Gang for controlling their Arabians for 5 miles during the Rose Bowl parade. There were no incidents. We didn't have any bolting Arabs down the street at 100 miles an hour. And apparently they were good through the whole thing. Now, when we saw them on TV, that's when they first start, is where we see the TV coverage. We were watching HGTV and they showed them. We saw Karen on there right in the front. So that was cool. And she said she's going to be talking all about it next week. We'll hear all about it when she comes on the show next Tuesday. But they did a good job. They didn't have any incidents and they were all very happy. And I bet they were. I bet you that. How nervous would you be, especially on some endurance Arabians? But when I saw them, they all looked kind of whacked out, like, oh my God, this is sensory overload, which we had talked about with her would probably be to their advantage because they can't really focus on anything. Yeah. You know, they're just in sensory overload, so they just want to stay with their friends.
I think that looks like the most. I was following her posts on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
that
of the pictures.
Looked awful. Like you are tied to a trailer on the side of the road all night long, waiting to walk down a road. Like, I know that it's a parade and it's legendary and it's amazing.
50 million people watching you.
Hell no, I would never do that.
There's a lot of room for embarrassment there. And you're that girl. Yeah, so
I am.
So next year, when they do Mustangs, you're not going?
We'll talk about it.
They did have Mustangs in this one. One of the Honor Guard troops was riding Mustangs. So there were Mustangs in this parade.
I bet those were the best, well-trained of all of them.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. All right, very good. Your turn.
Well, you know, I just had to do it. Speaking of best, well-trained Mustangs, My Little Mighty Thor did his first ever beginner novice horse trial yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So that's all three phases of a horse trial in one day.
All three phases in one day. And man, they're like dressage, go get changed, come out, you do show jumping, and you go from show jumping straight to the start box in the cross country course. So it is like bam, bam, bam. It's a lot. And that little Mustang slept really well last night, let me tell you. He was so tired. Chad said by the last jump on cross country, he was like, I'm over it. I'm tired. I'm done. He like trotted, I think flung himself over the last one and walked into the finish line. That's how the cross country went. But we started out with our dressage test and my daily Winnie goes to all
now, these are walk trot, right?
Two. No. We
really?
Did beginner novice. We did it all canter and everything. Oh, wow. We had an official full beginner novice. The fences are two, whatever, seven or whatever they are. And they were definitely like, I did one jump school that big before we went. Cause you know, Thor is just not the most amazing on the whole show jumping phase. So we go in to do dressage. Like Chad said, he's like, this horse is the biggest star. He's like, actually my husband's words were, this horse is a total angel. And he really is. I put him in the trailer. I get there, I unload him. And Chad's used to having a horse that's like, you know, flying a kite at the end of a string. It's like, and he's always seen me with these crazies. I'm like, honey, not every horse is crazy. Like everybody else at these horse shows doesn't have a crazy horse.
It's that was me. Usually, that was me when I met Jennifer. Jennifer always had the crazy horses, just like you. So when I actually saw that there were horses that weren't that way, I was amazed.
Isn't it? Yeah, he's amazed. He's like, this horse is a total angel. I'm like, no, this horse is normal. But he is, I mean, he is such a saint. He goes in there and does it, puts in a really nice dressage test. I'm trying to get it posted. I'll get it posted later. And then went to show jumping and he was actually in first after dressage.
What?
Yes.
Out of two?
Mustang. No, out of like 10. It was amazing. He was first after dressage. And so we went in and I know I just feel good about cross country on him and I feel great about dressage. The show jumping, he still has not quite figured out. Well, the problem is he's really figured it out. He's figured out that they fall down.
Yeah, exactly. So, the colored striped ones fall down.
Yeah, those are just, they're fine. So my goal was just to leave one standing. So we came pretty close to that goal. You know what it is? If you let him
he knocked everyone down.
No, not everyone, but a lot of them, like a whole lot of them. But he doesn't stop, but he also doesn't slow down. And when you slow, like you half halt him a little bit and you try to get him like, hey, we got to work on a stride coming up. You better slow down. Don't do that. because he has no muscle to like get to the base of a fence and push upwards. So every muscle he has is to pull forward and fling himself. So go for the long stride every time. Like just let him lurch at it and he'll clear it. But if you have to slow him down at all and he loses any momentum, he's like, eh, I'll just run through it. Like it's not, it's only going to hurt for a second.
Well, it doesn't hurt enough. It's the problem.
Exactly.
He's big boned. So
big poles. And I thought, you know, my poles at home are really light and they're easy
going.
Yeah,
you need some heavier poles.
Yeah. He still didn't care.
See now, did he hit any of the cross countries?
Did he
tap them?
I think he rubbed the first one and was like, oh yeah.
Tested that.
They don't fall.
That hurts. I'm not going to do that again.
So he did a little better because I just kind of let him charge around stadium and he only took down two fences, but boy, he took them down.
Boy, you know he would love his fox hunting.
Oh, I'm sure.
He would love fox hunting. Go fast, jump high. He'd love that.
Jump high. That'd be great.
Follow the rest, you know?
Where we only knocked two fences down, he knocked the whole fence down. Like it wasn't just the top pole. It's like he jumps really cute with his front end and he just keeps going straight with his hind end.
By the way, having volunteered during shows like that in setting up jumps, we hated people like you because you had to go in and reset every one and then you had to measure them and because they'd really knock them down.
Oh yeah. I was definitely, go ahead.
I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of the sound because I had to reboot my computer, but I will have it for the next show.
I was definitely that girl in show jumping. Like it was like I could hear like as I jumped over the fence, it's like, like the whole crash. But then, you know, as I was finishing, my girlfriend goes, "Well, you achieved your goal. He left more than one standing." I was like, "Well, good for me." So we actually only had two fences down. They don't count per pole. They just count it as one jump. So we only had eight jump penalties, which did unfortunately knock us considerably out of first place.
Yeah.
Chad's like, "You're going to be that girl who goes in and does dressage and is in first at Galway Downs and then goes and does cross country and you're in first and you go to dead last after show jumping."
You know, there's a few famous horses that have been known to do that at Rolex. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like I have my own little Arthur.
That's right. I wasn't going to name names.
Oh, gosh. So he did. But then we went out to cross country and he is just so brave. But at this point, he's starting to get tired. And, you know, honestly, it's just mostly his fitness level that creates this problem with jumping.
God,
you know?
Can you imagine if he had to do the stadium after cross country?
Oh,
he just would have obliterated everything.
I know, but you know, he's going to get better. He's going to be awesome. He's got the foundation for it. He just needs more strength and, you know, like doing gymnastics. And I talked to Elisa Wallace and she's like, just do poles on the ground and canter poles because the gymnastics, it's like, might as well just my beeline straight through the middle of him and just crash them all. He doesn't care. And so usually I'm by myself and I have to get off and set him back up again.
That sucks.
So forget that. So we're going to work on some pole. But anyway, he went out and did cross country, went into the water, tried to drink. He's a Mustang. He's like, there's a lake.
There's water.
I'm thirsty. So I had to kick him through the water. And we crossed through the water twice and it was a considerably long course. They, you know, it's a small facility, so they make you go back and forth about six times. And he was pretty darn tired. Like Chad said, he had to go through the water and over a log at the last. And he goes into the water and the water slowed him down all the way to the trot. And it was like, I'm kicking him. He's like two strides. I'm like, kick, kick. And he flings himself over the last jump and comes to a walk and like walks across the finish line. He's so tired, but he was a star and he's going to get some days off. It's a problem with having one horse with me is that he's tired of me. He's like, he sees me coming out. He's like, oh crap.
Yeah.
Again, you rode me this morning.
That's right. We had a horse, Beaker was a little bit that way after Jennifer got done all her riding on this vacation. So
yeah,
I know the look.
They're like, leave me alone, woman. Get another horse.
Exactly.
But he was great. And my little student, Kaylee, she went out and did her first cross country course on her little halflinger pony. And oh my God, so cute. She did great.
She's a cute pony.
Show jumping too. Yeah. And then I had Abby went with Joe Montana and we were in the same division and I finished in third place. And Abby and Joe Montana finished in second.
Oh,
they
wow.
beat me. They beat me by half a point.
That was a good day for Flyover Farm, though.
I know. I couldn't have been prouder. And then my student, Sarah, went in the novice division. And Sarah, whoop, whoop, and Stellar Blue won the novice division.
Oh, wow. So
we really had a good day. Yes. Yeah, we had a good day. So we took some photos.
People know who Flyover Farm now is in Arizona.
Well, they were like, hey, you brought the crew today. And I was like, yeah, I left two at home. The two that were on Christmas break, you know, that were out of town, the other ones would have loved to come. So we had a great time and a great day at Carefree Farms, and it was awesome. So I'm proud of my little Mustang and all of my girls that went, and I can't wait till next month. We're going to do a little jumper show out there too.
Terrific. Sounds fun.
Yay!
Well, we're going to get to some of Jamie. She is going to give us one announcement today about something, but the big one, as she said, will be tomorrow on our special.
This is a pretty big
Tuesday
one, though. This is
episode.
The announcement I'm going to make today is a big announcement, but it's not as big as tomorrow.
All right. All right. We'll save that for a little bit later. I wanted to do a just a quick programming note as we start 2016. And that, you know, we used to, when every time we'd start 2016, you'd mess up checks for about 3 months, you know, when you're writing out checks. But now we don't hardly write out checks anymore. So.
Wrote a check to the horse show yesterday and dated it 2015.
There you go. But I mean, we certainly don't do as many checks as we used to. We have a programming announcement here for Horses in the Morning. We are going to be adding what we're calling the Horses in the Morning Weekend Editions. During the year 2016, we're going to be adding some Saturday and Sunday shows. Now, they're going to be like the weekend editions you see at Good Morning America. They're going to be a little bit different. Jamie and I will not be hosting them. They will be hosted by other people. And it'll be an hour recorded. They will not be live. We'll not put them out live, but we'll put them out in the recorded feed. So, but they're going to be different, like we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. They'll be different people doing one episode a month. We have some announcements that we can make on that, people lining up to do Saturday and Sundays here in Horses in the Morning. And we'll have some announcements on that over the next couple of weeks that I think you're going to be excited about. And if you have a group organization, you're part of a club, and you think you want to host your own Saturday or Sunday here at Horses in the Morning, just drop me an email at glenn@horseradionetwork.com, and we'll talk about it. We do have some criteria, obviously, and some standards. We have a few standards, not many on this show, but we have a few. And I'll send you all the information, and we would love to hear from you, especially if our auditors or listeners wanted to be involved in that. That would be the best thing ever. So
we have minor standards.
Minor standards.
Very minor.
A few. So I wanted to mention that. And
but if you're interested, we'll help you.
Oh,
we'll help you.
We produce the shows. We help you with all that stuff. You just have to provide the content and the hosts. So
you can
it can be breed.
You can get one of these shows and you can just talk about your horse for an hour and a half. That's what I do.
It can be breed specific. It can be discipline, whatever, you know, whatever you have in mind. We would love to hear from you. Now, we had an opportunity to spend a couple days. Jennifer, are you there? You still there? We had an opportunity to head down to Wendy's for a couple days with Scooter's first overnight field trip.
It's so exciting.
And
pictures looked wonderful.
Thanks to Jennifer's wonderful training using Monty Roberts methods off of the university, we were able to load the pony. Jennifer just walked him right on. The trailer,
really?
Both directions. Yay. He walked right up, no problem. Hauled fine down. It was a 3-hour trip down to Sarasota, Florida, down to Wendy's house, and they hauled just fine. And we were stuck in some traffic on the way down, so we were a little concerned about that, but everything was fine. We get down there, and we spent 2 days there. We got to drive the pony once, so we took the pony out in the drive, and actually Wendy and Jennifer were riding, and he was good. He didn't bolt. He didn't carry on. He didn't hardly spook at anything. So
he's
that was really
up.
Good. And then we actually got to go out. Wendy hooked up a pair of her horses, and we took a carriage out the first night we got there, which was a lot of fun with the pair. And then Wendy and Jennifer got to go on a 3-hour adventure ride. And tell Jamie and the listeners what kind of wildlife you encountered on your adventure ride.
Well, I think it might have been my longest list yet. We saw white-tailed deer, and we saw wild turkeys.
Okay.
And we saw buzzards, and we saw the buzzards in the trees as they were flapping all over Abby's head. That was Wendy's horse, so that was interesting.
Yeah, apparently attacking Wendy's horse.
Oh, that's exciting.
They make a lot of noise when they fly over your head. Let me tell you. There's like a half a dozen of them, and they were not giving up their dead things. Whatever it was they were picking at, they were not giving it up.
Those are my like favorite birds by far.
Buzzards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, they're Mother Nature's garbage company, and, you know, we really need them.
They're so great. Carrie Ann, what else did you see?
We tried to see the tortoises. We rode past the tortoises' house twice, but they were AWOL.
How about the wild pigs?
A 6-foot alligator who slithered into the water, and we gave him a wide, wide berth. Oh. And a whole herd, a whole family of wild piggies.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. That sounds like riding around my neighborhood.
Only with a lot more trees and overgrowth and palm trees.
Lots of water crops.
Green things.
There's a little creek or river that goes through her neighborhood. And it's more like a canal than a creek because it's only about 4 feet wide, the water. But the banks are about 10 feet high and pretty much straight up and down. So you have to go down. And those were lots of fun. You know, we did those a whole bunch of times.
So were you riding or you were on a carriage?
We were riding. You can't go into the trails with the carriages because some of the spots are just too narrow for the carriages. So Wendy and I went out on horseback with those. She rode Abby the one day, and then she rode Duke the other day. And we went out all of the adventures, yes.
She has a Duke, too?
Yes, she has a Duke, too, yeah.
So I got a question. You know, when I get tacked up, it takes me for dang ever. And I have one horse that I'm grooming and tacking. How long does it take to hook up a pair of or a team of horses?
She has that down pat. Probably takes about 20 minutes. She has it down pat, you know. I was surprised how fast she got them hooked up because it takes me about 20 minutes to hook up my pony.
Is she grooming them?
She does brush them off and stuff and, you know, kind of gives them a quick grooming and does their feet and everything and then throws the harness up there. Now, these horses, you know, she's tiny like you, so she has to throw the harness up. And harnesses, you know, isn't light when you add all the pieces to it. So, but she has it down. You know, she's been doing this a long time. It's as she would say, it's half the amount of work of hooking up four, which is what she's used to doing. So.
That's math right there, people.
You know what I have to get used to, though, and I still, as a driver, have to get used to this. When you're riding a horse, one of the things you learned, and I learned from Jennifer, is when you're holding a horse, like for a rider, you do not stand right in front of the horse, right? You stand off to the side, because if the horse takes off or bolts or rears or whatever, you're going to get kicked or hit or run over. Okay. With carriages, you stand, you're told where they want you standing is right in front of the horses. They want you in front of the horses. So you're in front of this pair of horses who are ready to go, and your job is to stand there and make sure they don't.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, I always thought it was a little concerning.
It is awful.
Yeah, Jennifer didn't like it either. I never liked that. And, you know, they do that with the fours, too. You're supposed to get right in front of them. And you're supposed to be there just because they're not. Chances are they're not going to run you over. But that I always wondered about.
There's
that.
There's a chance, though.
Yes, there is a chance, and you're not getting out of the way. If those two had decided to go, you're just not getting out of the way. But yeah, they all do that. They all stand in front of the horses, and I'm not sure where that came from. I have to ask David Saunders sometimes.
Well, it's because they can't see you if you're standing beside them.
Yes, that is true, because they have the blinders on. Yeah. That's one of the reasons they did it that way, is because they have the blinders on. But, boy, it does seem scary to me. I don't know. Maybe just me.
So,
a little counterintuitive.
But, yeah, but the pony did great, and it was a good trip. We had a lot of fun.
Now, I will correct you, Glenn.
Yeah.
He did have himself one spook. You just weren't driving him when he had it. And you didn't get to witness the spook. Wendy might have seen it.
Because you guys
were out in front with the pair.
Oh, yeah.
And the first day we went out, I ponied Scooter while they drove the pair.
Good idea.
Just good idea, because you just never know with little Scooter. And we started out, and he was all fired up just because it was new and exciting, dancing along next to me, pulling my arm out. And we picked up a trot because Duke and Abby walk about 90 miles an hour, and Beaker's a tortoise. So we picked up a trot to catch up. We're trotting along going, oh, this is working great. We're not spooking. We're focusing. We're trotting along forward. And in the blink of an eye, Scooter was up in the air and I could kind of see his belly from the top beaker. And then he landed about 6 feet away. He'd been trotting along and he stepped on a palm frond and it made a little palm frond rattling noise under his feet.
Oh, those are and, always fun.
And he did that straight up in the air thing that you see comic strip characters do. Where they go up in the air and all their legs flail. And you missed it. Yeah. I was glad to have had the long lead rope because when he landed, he was much, much further away from me than when he started.
Ponies are very agile, and Hackney ponies especially. They're really agile.
Very agile. And Beaker didn't even blink an eye. He's like, oh, the kid's being stupid again.
Well, that's why he's Beaker.
That's why he's the training wheels. Yeah.
He's the training wheels. I love it.
Yeah, so it was fun. We had a good, relaxing vacation here in Ocala. It was nice.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time, and it's always fun to
involve
your
horses. Did you ever see Star Wars?
I went to Star Wars, and I paid good money for a ticket.
Uh-oh.
And I took my two-year-old in Uh-oh. There with my husband, Uh-oh. And we made it through the previews, which, by God, are like 45
minutes
freaking
long.
Minutes
yeah,
at this
yeah,
point.
You're right. There's way too many previews now.
Previews, commercials, and then the movie started. I'm like, okay, we made it. Movie starts 8 minutes. Lucas, walk. I'm like, oh, okay, Lucas and I are going for a walk. So we went into the Good Dinosaur. We came back to the movie. Nope, Lucas was over that movie. So then we ended up going next door to an arcade. And then we went to a Mexican restaurant. And finally, Chad met back up with us.
Oh, did he see the movie?
He did.
Oh, okay.
I was cool, a super cool wife. He was a lot more excited about it than me. So
did he like it? Does he like it?
He liked it. He did. He wouldn't tell me anything. He's like, there's a bomb that they drop. I'm like, I don't even know what a bomb that they would drop would be like. So you're not going to ruin
there's
it
no
to me.
Bomb.
Well,
no.
There's one. Maybe.
No.
No, you kind of expected it, though. Yeah.
Expect it if you know what that was going
yeah,
on. All I saw was some chick in the desert flying around looking at trash. That's all I saw.
Can I add cute chick to that?
I know, I know. Go ahead. You've already said that. Yeah, my husband was the same way.
Oh, yeah, he thought the cute chick was hot too.
We watched Superman and then Secretariat last night, so I got my fix. So he can have whoever he wants.
I want to watch Secretariat again. It's been a while. We haven't seen that in a little while.
I had to. One of our listeners posted a picture of it, and I was like, oh, I got to watch that tonight.
Well, Jennifer's going to get our first guest on here, but while she's doing that, we always talk about resolutions this time of year. It's the first day back, and I got to ask you, we always talk about what the top resolutions are, horsey-wise and otherwise. Well, I think that everybody, you're doing the vegan thing.
Vegan,
for January,
baby.
And
I got my cheese on in December, too. I was like, how much cheese can I eat and where can I get? Like, because it's going away. So I packed on some extra pounds so I could lose some.
Yeah, and apparently whatever website I just brought up had music on it. But old Dang Zine. So New Year's resolutions, and I know you got a bunch of the listeners are following along and going to give it a try. And
that's
a couple of them
right.
are going to do it selectively, I noticed. So they just can't give up certain things. But, it is the time of year for resolutions. Now, I don't make. Do you make resolutions? I don't really do resolutions other than the vegan thing.
This is the first time last year and this year I've ever done a January 1st thing. Because, I'm going to quit smoking. Oh, wait, I already did. I don't quit. I don't smoke. So I'm going to stop eating meat. Oh, wait, I already do that. Okay, I'm going to ride my horse. Wait, I do
well,
that all
you know
the time.
What? You're hitting about the top five. These are the top five for this year that people make. And it's the top five every year. Every year we've done this, it's the top five.
Let me guess. Let me just
Yeah,
guess.
Go ahead. Give me the top five. This is in general. This is not horsey related.
Quitting smoking's
number five. You got that.
Going to the gym.
Losing weight and getting in shape is number one.
Is quit drinking or eat healthier?
No, nobody cares how they eat. So eat healthier is not on there.
Okay. Let's see. Quit drinking. Let's see. What are the human vices? Drinking, smoking, eating, sleeping.
Think about your life and what everybody wants to do going into the new year with their life. They want to get more organized. is number two. Yeah. Everybody wants to get more. I'm that way every January. I'm like, I'm going to get organized. I'm going to start doing this, start doing that, and never do. And then the other one you forget about, and everybody says, I'm going to save more money. I'm going to save money.
I see. I forget that one because that's a total joke to me.
I don't think that's on the horse people's list because it never happens, right?
No. Like, save money. What is money? Yeah, what is that thing you talk about? Yeah. I got things to do.
We got hay to buy, right? Yeah. So, and then the last one is spend more time with family. And I think that's, that horse people can't do that one either because we're spending more time with the horses. Now,
I think the family could spend more time with me. Come on out. Let's go.
There you go. And we're coming into that time, by the way, where family shows up in Florida. We're coming into family visiting time. But now I found this list also on horsecompanion.com. It was some of the resolutions that horse people make this time of year. And you could probably guess what the top ones are this are, right?
I'm going to ride more.
Number one, going to ride more. Everybody says that every January and then ends up not doing it.
I'm going to have a competition goal.
Yep, that's correct. I'm going to get better and do more competitions. That is on the list.
Is anybody going to further their education in either medicine or training?
Yes, that is on the list.
God, I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to be more organized.
And you know what's on this list that I think is kind of just wishy-washy because you should be doing it every day is improving the connection with your horse. Well, you're supposed to be doing that all the time, right? I mean, I don't even think that should be on the list.
You know what, though? I follow this blog and this woman has all these horses and seriously, she's like, oh, I groomed one today. I'm like, why the hell do you have six horses if you're not going to do anything with it? That's true. Like, I could see people resolving to, I'm going to do more with my horses. More connection. Yeah, I could see people wanting to do that.
One of the things that is on this list of the top eight things that horse people make resolutions for, and it leads into our guest, is education. And part of that involved taking care of the horse. So, taking better care of their horse.
Like nutrition.
Well, yeah, that's right. Everybody wants to do that a little bit better. It's one of the things on the resolution list. And you know what's so cool about listening horses in the morning? We help them do that.
We do. And we do that with our dear friend from Omega Alpha Equine, Dr. Chang. Hi, Dr. Chang.
Hi, Jamie.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and all of your listeners.
Now, in Canada, you have a different Thanksgiving day. Is your New Year's on the same day in Canada? It's the same day.
It is the same day. Yeah, same. Yeah. Yeah, well, it depends, if you're Coptic Christian or something like that, or Greek Orthodox, it's a little bit different. You know that, right?
All right, Chinese, you're not.
Different.
But Chinese, it's different,
Chinese
too.
Chinese is a little bit different, too. There you go. They don't celebrate Christmas, though, but it's good.
I just thought I'd ask. Sorry.
That was a great question, Glenn. I was going to ask the same thing. Well, Dr. Chang, I feel like we just talked to you, and it was before Christmas that we did have you on, and we were talking about getting your horse's immune system boosted. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about kind of setting some protocols to just optimize your horse's health in general. Am I correct there?
Yes, I believe that's what we're talking about today. Now, what I was going to say, it has to be integrated into overall health care of your horse.
Right.
All these protocols that we talk about, I can talk a lot about the different vitamins and so on, which horses always need, especially competition horses, right? Minerals, they need that. But also something as simple as making sure your horse has a lot of hay in the night so that he has gut filth, so that in the morning when you come in, there's hay still around. So that means he didn't chomp through all the hay at night. Now, why that is important is because the horses are very prone to ulcers. And the nice thing about gut fill is that it's a natural way of keeping the pH low, so it controls the acid production in the stomach. It controls acids in the stomach, right? So it helps prevent ulcers, gut fill does, right? That, in conjunction with our GastroFX, is a wonderful way of maintaining gut health, right? Simple thing. Yeah,
talking about like gut health, like with people, they talk about, you know, like you see the commercials where the probiotics are so important and maintaining gut health in people like kind of makes everything work better. Is it, do you feel like that with horses too? Is that kind of like the foundation of equine health?
I would like to say yes, but it's not the only thing we think about, because let's face it, if you can be healthy in the gut as cows come home, etc. But let's say you have a horse that banged its knee up, or a horse that's getting older, so you don't look after the joint properly, right? Mm-hmm. All the probiotics in the world isn't going to help the joint, right?
Well,
it's not going to help the joint heal or anything like that. So again, it depends on all. Or, you know, if you have a horse that's stabled indoors all the time because of the winter, right? And it's moldy indoors because of the winter, you know, nobody wants to open up their stables because it's cold, right? So next thing you know, it's ideal place for mold to grow. And then if you have horses running around inside and as it kicks up the dirt, right, all that can cause breathing issues a little bit later on. Right. So you have all those issues to deal with. So fresh air, a lot of that, you know. I know a lot of people like to keep their horses indoors, and competition horses especially. And I know why they do it. It's just because if you put them outdoors, they'll grow a nice they'll grow a nice coat of hair. And competition-wise, you got to trim that, right? So a lot of people keep them indoors and keep them warmer, so it inhibits the hair growth, right?
Right.
But sometimes it's just too cold to be outside to exercise your horse anyway.
Well, sometimes we got to do it.
We're having one of those days here in Toronto as you speak. With the wind chill, I think we're hitting like minus 23. And that's centigrade, not Fahrenheit.
Well, it's minus anything is cold. I don't care where you are. So, Dr. Chang, you talked about the GastroFX. What does that product do to help the gut?
Well, one of the things is that there are components in there that actually help the healing of the gut, but there's also things in there that help maintain gut health. Because even though you have a horse that, let's say your horse right now does not have ulcers, a horse can get ulcers very quickly. And one of the things is ulcer prevention. And GastroFX is one of those things that will help with ulcer prevention, right?
Okay.
We also recommend GastroFX for during competition, just before you bridle the horse. If you give the horse like 60 cc's of GastroFX or 50 minutes before you bridle him, you'll have a very different horse during the actual competition. And the reason for that is because if your horse has an irritated stomach or anything like that, as soon as you put that bridle in the mouth, it produces a lot of acid. And as soon as those acid hits that irritated section of the stomach, the horse is in pain. He's not comfortable, so he's not likely to comply with any of your commands. So this way, if you soothe that before it starts, everything works well.
Oh, is that why my horse won't comply with my commands? Oh, this whole year.
You know
that's
the only reason.
I think maybe you're being in Arizona, maybe you have a horse that only speaks Spanish. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, it's so true. So we've got the GastroFX. What is another kind of building block for optimizing the horse's health?
I would say always maintain proper nutrition. So things like Vantiox, which is the vitamin C, vitamin E, right? Zinc and silicon in there. That's also a very good product to maintain gut health. I mean, not gut health, but maintain overall health, right? Then you have things like our Minarec product, which has a lot of different minerals and also a lot of B vitamins, etc., which is very important for maintaining the overall health of your horse, right? And we spoke about immune health last show, but that in the winter months especially, that's a very good thing to do, right, to maintain health. And last but not least, I always talk a little bit about detoxification, just because you know, if your organs are detoxified, they work better. If they work better, everything, your overall health of your horse is better. Right.
Right. Right. Now, the Minarek product, I got to tell you, I swear by it because I was able to give that to Thor. When I first got him, you know, he's just a stringy looking Mustang. And I started giving him the Minarek. I'm not kidding you, Doc. I could see my reflection in that horse's coat. I don't know what vitamins you put in there. It just, every single part of him, his eyes got clearer. His hair got better. His hooves, I mean, his hooves are amazing, but they just, it just really, really made a big difference in him. So I definitely have used the Minarek and highly recommend it as far as just, you know, people take vitamins. Why shouldn't our horses take a vitamin? Yeah.
Well, one thing I'll say, you know, it's great that you have results like that, but it is one component of your overall treatment of your horse, because I know you probably fed him a lot of good grain or a lot of good grass, right? Mm-hmm. When you first got him, so that helped him fill out. You also looked after his health overall. You probably did a detox. So all those things combined produced the horse that you have today. Right. And but it's a component of, it's like when people say to me, oh, I take a multivite every day and look at me, look how healthy I am. Well, you know what? If you didn't exercise, right, all the multivites in the world isn't going to help you that much. If you didn't eat right, all the vitamins in the world isn't going to help you. Right.
Well, wouldn't that
it's
be
a
nice?
Component of.
The magic healthy pill. You just take it and you're like shape and your health is good.
If Dr. Chang had invented that, he would not be talking to us right now.
Of course I would be talking to you.
Yeah.
I love talking to you.
Yeah, but
you
you'd
guys.
Be on a beach. You wouldn't be in Canada. You'd be on a beach in the Caribbean.
Oh, well, Dr. Chang, as always, it is just an absolute pleasure to have you on and to get your knowledge shared with us. So basically, you know, make it your New Year's resolution, people, to really look into the different avenues of your horse. Like, is he getting enough exercise? How's the diet? How's the weather? How is the air? How is pretty much all of these things to really optimize your horse's health?
And clean water. Never forget clean water. Lots of it. Copious amounts of clean water.
God, I hate scrubbing buckets in the winter.
Yeah,
it's just cold. Yeah, it's awful.
And then there's all those people up where Dr. Chang lives where they have to break the ice out of the buckets.
That's
winter.
Right. It's better to scrub than break ice. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
I'll take scrubbing over breaking ice any day.
That is true.
That's a good point. Good point. Okay, well, fine. I'll go scrub today. Oh, Dr. Chang, thank you so much. You are doing an equine webinar. Omega Alpha is committed to helping you learn more about their equine products by offering free teleseminars or web classrooms. They're held the last Monday of the month at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. The next webinar is January 25th. It's on these protocols to optimize equine health. There is a question and answer after the webinar. You can register. Call 1-800-651-3172. 1-800-651-3172 and ask for Joanne to get your web classroom address and entry code, or you can go to the Omega Alpha website for all the information that you need to sign up. It's at omegaalphaequine.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chang.
Take care.
Jennifer, do you want something quick?
No, I just wanted to point out that I'm very proud to have in my home a water bucket Nazi. This is Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
For the new year, just got done purchasing, count them, 6 special scrub brushes. So each and every water barrel in each and every field has its very own scrub brush.
I have a scrub brush.
You need a scrubber to go with that now.
I have a scrub brush hanging on the fence at every water bucket now. So
you know,
Glenn.
Yeah, go ahead.
She needs a scrubber. She needs somebody to actually do the scrubbing.
I do. I am a Nazi about every day we put the horses out, whatever field we have the automatic waterers, and they get really gross if you don't empty them and clean them. And I clean them. I'm good at that, Dr. Chang.
Okay, just as long as it's not like I'm going to take a vitamin pill every day, but I'm not going to actually exercise. So the scrub brush is not going to do
anything.
Yeah,
but see, that was the thing. That was holding me up, is I would go out to the field to bring the horses all the way back to the 11 acres in the back, and I'd get out there and I'd turn them loose and I had nothing to scrub the bucket with. So then I wouldn't do it. I'd just dump it and not scrub it. Well, I'd go on for a week until I remembered to bring the scrubber out. Now I've solved the problem.
Way to go. Way
to go. Aren't you proud of me, Dr. Chang?
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Actually, the fact, what I'm most proud of is that you're actually scrubbing the buckets.
I do.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to, you know, when I look at it,
you don't ride.
If I say I don't want to drink, I wouldn't drink out of that, then I don't want the horses drinking out of it. That's kind of my rule. So.
Well, I'm not going to eat grass off the ground, but they do it just fine. Dr. Chang, Happy New Year to you and yours, and stay warm.
Thank you.
OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you to Dr. Chang for coming on, as he does every month here. And if you want to ever go check back to, like they talked about his last episode he was on, you can just go search for Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G, and or just put in Chang in the search at horsesinthemorning.com. Bring up all his episodes that he's ever been on. And it's been probably 50 of them now. So you can find a little bit of information about almost anything just by going
now,
back and listening.
Speaking of putting in names and pulling up episodes, you guys did an episode of all Thor stories.
Yes. Did you listen?
I actually
You never listen to yourself either. I know that.
I hate listening to myself. I get embarrassed even thinking about listening to myself. I pretend that nobody's here. I'm just talking to you. I did go back and listen to the beginning, at least for like the first 10 minutes, which is when I was talking about traveling to the auction and the anticipation and the what horse am I going to get? I don't know. We were picking the listeners were picking and choosing and going to the auction, making the trip, getting there, bidding the competitive bid. Like I listened to all of that and it made me a nervous wreck. I was like, what is she going to do? What's going to happen? Like, dummy, that's a you. Like, I was me. But what it did do, Glenn, is it made me want to do it again.
Uh-oh.
My God. I was like, that was, my mom says to me, anytime we talk about Thor, she's like, that's the best trip I've ever taken.
Yeah, she was along with you on that trip.
My mom went with me. We took Lucas and we drove up there and it was so exciting and it was so nerve-wracking and so thrilling to get Thor and so adventurous driving home with him. It was super exciting. So I'm going to do it again. Yay!
So you're going to the next one?
February 20th.
Oh, wow.
I am thinking, and I'm going to pick out another Mustang. Thor's going to get a brother.
Oh,
I have a little bit different idea. They have not released what Mustangs are being trained right now or are going to be up for adoption.
They probably don't know at this point. It's a little early.
They've been training them, but they told me check back every week and they'll eventually post all the things. So my thought with this Mustang adventure is, you know, I'm competing a horse that is not the most, he's very suitable for dressage. He's not the most suitable for jumping, you know, but I mean, my God, I love him. I'm going to do it. I don't care if I win, you know, whatever. My thought this time was to get maybe something. There's a serious lack of Mustangs at horse shows out here. And I live in the West. Like, they should be at every horse show. I just can't believe that so many people don't have Mustangs at shows. You don't ever see freeze brands on the necks of horses at horse shows here. So what I really kind of like to do and what a goal of mine would be is to get something maybe a little smaller and a little more, a little lankier and a little more agile and get something that I would feel comfortable handing off to a child to go do a hunter jumper or event show, a 3-day event. I want to get something that a kid can, I want to take it off the prison. I want to teach it to jump. I want to do all this. And then I want to find a child who wants to go compete it. And I want to continue the good name of Mustangs. And there's just none out here in the West. And people just always stop me and go,
which is ironic, you know?
It's crazy. Yeah. People stop me at the horse show. What kind of horse? I'm like, he's a Mustang. Like, how do people not know what these Mustangs are?
Well, you know, they have a reputation of being wild and hard to handle and hard to train and hard to do everything with.
Well, granted, I am starting them when they're already touchable. But you can adopt
for $125 Mustangs that have been gentled, you know, and these horses are sort of broke, but not really, you know. I mean, I've had somebody
You know, to be fair, though, we have seen a lot of Mustangs come through training. And of course, Lisa Wallace is very good at it. And, you know, we've seen a lot of Mustangs do very well. And then I've also seen people who don't know very much, like our neighbors where we used to live, who got a couple of Mustangs. They didn't know very much, and it was a dangerous situation. So, you know, I think it does take a certain person.
Well, I think so too, and I think it takes somebody who's willing to put the time in and who
has a little bit of knowledge, or at least gets the knowledge. You know, one or the other, because
or you're willing to find help.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's super important. So if there's something that I can do to help, I can find a little Mustang, take it out to prison, give it a job, and find a kid for it. And so, you know, you have to keep them for a year. So this is not like I'm going to flip a horse, you know, I'm flipping a Mustang here. You know, as long as it took me to get Thor, you know, Thor, when I got him, he was a runaway.
It'll take a year. Yeah, it'll take.
Takes more than a year. But I mean, within 9 months, I'm showing Thor, and he was terrible when I got him. So, being that I'm planning to go to Flag Is Up in March, I thought, well, hell, we're just going to boot camp right when I get him. So I'm going to go and I'm going to get one. In fact,
oh, so you're going to bring it with you to Monty's place?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, I'm taking that thing in the trailer. Like, let's go, buddy. I know you don't know
me. That's kind of what you did with Thor a little later. I mean, it wasn't immediately when you got him, but.
Right. Yeah. I had a couple months to figure out how bad he was. So,
but you know what? That's what turned him around, was that trip you made to California to Flag Is Up Farm.
Without a doubt. And it doesn't matter. Like, I've been riding forever, and I didn't know what to do with him. So it always, even for somebody like me, I'm going to need help. I need help with all of these guys for something or another. My gosh, they just throw things at me that I've never seen. It's like they create behavior patterns to screw with me. And so this one ran away. So I went and learned how to deal with that. And you can actually hear me talk about that in some of the episodes from last July, if you have that problem. But I just think it's going to be so exciting to go back, get another one, and kind of have, you know, where Thor, it was super nerve-wracking because it was going to be, I knew it was going to be my horse. You know, this is my horse. I want to get a horse that when I get him home after Flag Is Up and going to California, I want every one of my students to ride it. Like, nobody's ridden Thor because I don't trust him to not run away with a kid, you know. But like, I want to get a horse that by 2 months in, all of my students have ridden. And everybody, I want him to not bond with me. I want him to just like everybody and people and see everything and do everything and have all the kids show him and take him lots of places. And I can do that for a horse. I have the ability. I have the backyard for it. And I know that there's a lot of our listeners who would love a Mustang, but, you know, it's hard. Hard to get one and it's hard to have one. I certainly don't have the facility for a totally wild one. I get it, you know. But if I can at least take one of these guys and make it a little jumper pony and send it out into the world to bring light to the whole Mustangs are amazing athletes, I'm all about it. I'm so excited.
You're the
I'm
West
in.
Coast, Elisa Wallace East Coast.
Well,
representing.
She's like, you know, amazing, and I'm that girl. So there's plenty of good stories. So that was my minor major minor announcement today. I'm still going to blow your mind with tomorrow's announcement.
Okay.
But as of now,
well, and then if anybody, I know we have some listeners up in that area. If they want to come cheer you on, they could come over to the auction and cheer
please,
you on.
Please, anybody who wants to come with me. Come on, let's go to Carson City, baby. My plan is, again, I leave here on Thursday, the 18th. Drive to Vegas, stay in Vegas the night with a girlfriend of mine, and then we're going to drive to Carson City the next day, and then stay in Carson City. And I know that my best friend from Atlanta is going to come. She is excited to come. So she'll be in the car with Lucas and I, and potentially Chad's going to come. Whoa, the husband might actually come on this exciting. And he is... Don't lie. He's more competitive than me. So it's going to be ugly if we get together. We'll take them all home. But so that is kind of our plan for the future, just to keep you guys entertained for a whole nother year.
Yeah, we have a whole nother year's worth of entertainment. I'm glad you provide all this material for the show, too, by the way.
That's what I do.
And so far, she hasn't asked me to buy the horse for her. So
No, but if you want to contribute, purchase
and it's fund. Time now for our song. Actually, brought to you by Equestrian Collections. It's that time of the year, right after the holiday, right after the new year, when the sales start. And Equestrian Collections is having a huge winter sale and clearance.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, you know, we did some shopping too yesterday. We go to equestriancollections.com. Right at the very top of the page, you're going to see winter sales. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Find the best deals on favorite equestrian brands like Ariat, Mountain Horse, Dublin, Weatherbeta, Horseware, and all kinds of products, and there must be hundreds of products in there. Everything you need for you or your horse, from riding apparel to blankets to tack, is at amazingly low prices. So if you have some Christmas money and need to spend it someplace, right now is the time to do it. Head on over to EquestrianCollections.com for a myriad of products that they have on sale. EquestrianCollections.com. Also follow on Facebook at Equestrian Collections. Well, I don't know if you noticed on your feed, your Facebook feed over the last couple of days. I've seen it about 100 times, and I had a whole bunch of listeners send it to me and say, you've got to play this on the show, so we're going to do it. There's a parody going around done by this girl named Kelly Jewell, and she's out of England, I believe. And I invite her to be on the show. We'll see if we can get her for tomorrow morning. This parody of Adele's Hello song is now at 534,000 views.
Wow. And it's a horse chick.
It was put up January 1st. So that shows you how viral this has gone. And she posted on her Facebook page, thank you guys. I didn't know this was going to happen to this song. This is her version of Adele's Hello. And
can she sing?
Yeah, she's singing and she changed the words. And it's very funny. And everybody that has a horse is going to relate to this. So it's our song of the day brought to you by Equestrian Collections. Let's take a listen.
Hello, it's me. I've been chasing you for 40 minutes just to get you in, to go into your stable that I pay a fortune every month for when you'd rather crap outside. Hello, are you listening? Your temporary deafness drives me mad. When it's time to get you in, your field companion is in. I need to wash your legs and clean your sheath and then pick out your feet. There's always this mud between us, or a million flies. Hello from the other side of the field I called a thousand times to bring you in out of the pissing down rain. But each time I call you, you piss off again. Hello from the warm and dry. Stop this foolish game. I hope I can ride, or at least go sideways up the road and then spin and gallop home. It's no secret you're a kid to ride, and you spook when none's there. Sponge is for noses,
That was...
Oh, my gosh.
Glenn's on mute and Glenn doesn't know it.
Yeah, that was great.
There he is.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, that was a terrific video. It's done by Kelly Jewell. And apparently they have a video company. The video is very good, too. You have to watch the
video.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I just posted it on Horses in the Morning. If you're one of the two people in the horse world that hasn't seen it on their Facebook feed 1,000 times.
I've seen it, but my screen cracked on my phone, so I can't really watch anything. So I was excited to hear it. I'll go watch the video now. This is hilarious.
They said they put that together in one day. And I mean, the video has 1,000 different shots and splices and... It's very well done. So I don't know how they did it a day, but
I just love that song too. Yeah. So
well, they did a good job with it. And I'm trying to get her on. Maybe we'll have her on tomorrow morning show. Well, let's head over to the first appearance.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
That's right. It's that time of the week. Even in 2016, she hasn't quit yet. We have Leslie on with us from Horse Nation. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
I'm super, super great, fantastic.
Good.
Pretty much, we woke up. That's not true. I just told a real, real big lie.
Oh. You're not fantastic. Sucks.
I'm better now. Yeah, we woke up. So, you know, you wake up, it's New Year's Day, you're hungover. All you want to do is just lay on the couch with your soft pillow, your family-sized bottle of ibuprofen, and, you know, you've got content preloaded for your website. You just want to, like, kick it with some Netflix. Well, no. We wake up on New Year's Day, and it turns out that there have been massive hacker attacks on our server. So we're not the only ones that are experiencing it. It's thousands of websites all over the world. And so our dedicated readers will have noticed that we were down. We were sort of in and out of consciousness all weekend, the website. So
did you guys have, like, when we got hacked, did you have extremist terrorists messages all over your page?
That would have been more exciting, I think. No, it was just like a frowny face and like, sorry, this website's not available.
Oh, you didn't get the good one then. When we got hacked, we had fire and terrorist messages from one of the countries over there, and it was like before ISIS.
One of the stands.
Yes,
that's
right. It was a pre-ISIS group that attacked ours, and it had all kinds of nasty messages on it. So yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fun, you know, like if you clicked over to Horse Nation and it was like a little picture of a bomb, it's like your computer will explode in 10, 9, 8, you know, like a little countdown.
Yeah, that'd be
like,
kind of disturbing for your listener or your readers, though.
Well,
although they'd expect it from you guys.
It would make them feel, you know, appreciative that they're alive when the countdown goes down. Or they would throw their computer out the window immediately and then we'd.
Yeah, I had to go when that happened to us. I don't know about you guys, but I had to go to the server company and they had to do some. I mean, it took some serious fixing and going to backup copies. And I mean, they really had trashed it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Then we changed our password to something that was like 85 characters long. And Jennifer hates it to this day, by the way. she gets mad at the terrorists every time she has to sign into there.
Yeah. My password is 4.
Yeah.
Spell that out.
Yeah.
Well, are you back now? Is the website back up?
Yeah, we're back up. Although, I mean, we've got our fingers crossed. But it's been up for since yesterday afternoon. So we're We are hopeful.
Oh, good, good. Well, I know this is an exciting time of year because you guys always do your top stories. You always take a look at which stories were the most read in this case, in 2015. So I'm excited to hear. It's been a long time since we've been on that list. We're going to have to fix that. I'm going to have to write a good article for you next year so we can be in the top 10 again. But so what were the ones that you picked out? I know you do the top 25, but what were the ones that you picked out as your favorites of that list?
Well, you know, what I thought was particularly interesting, an interesting pattern this year was, so, you know, every year we, Horse Nation kind of prides itself on just blowing it out on April Fool's Day. I mean, we're a ridiculous website as it is, which I think gives us, you know, some clearance to just really lie and falsify information, and to the best of our ability.
That's how I live, girl. Yeah, you do it. How this radio show is.
Throw all journalism ethics out the window and
Wait a minute. Were we supposed to have ethics? I missed that memo.
Yeah.
See, that's the nice thing about the internet, isn't it?
That's the nice. I mean, who's ethical on the internet anyway?
Right.
What is that? What does that even mean? So two April Fool's stories ended up on the top 10 list.
Of course they did.
Number two, which I don't remember what number exactly, but it was several tens of thousands of reads. We had...
Which one was it?
It was, you know, I think we talked about this one on the air, but it was a completely fabricated story about original actors and equine clones to star in Man from Snowy.
Oh, yes. You had Jamie all excited with that story.
Yeah. Jamie was one who fell for it. And it got spread all over social media. And I think it might be, you know... If you read this, if you started reading the story at all, you would realize that
gave it away.
Yeah. And then we had a disclaimer at the bottom that's like, sorry, April Fools. But you know what people do on social media?
Yeah, they read the first paragraph.
They read the first paragraph and they're like, oh man, I got to share this right away. And so I think it was a mixture of people that just really didn't realize there was a joke and also people that were in on the joke who wanted to, you know, play pass the April Fool's joke on to their Facebook friends. But anyway, whatever the situation was, it got spread all over the place and ended up in our number two most read story. And then there was another one in the top 10, which was, it was number 22, prehistoric remains thought to be those of actual unicorn.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one too.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. I was like, come on, be true.
Yeah, come on, be true. And I was like, come on, people. Like, are we buying this? Are we buying this?
Did people buy it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a ridiculous story. There were some Jurassic Park references. It was pretty out there, but yet people believed it and passed it around. 18,000 people to be exact.
Oh my god. Come on.
Yeah, and then number four, rounding out the top 25, was four internet horse myths, which we were so happy to publish that Kristen Kovach wrote that squashed some of these.
Oh, the myths
internet
one.
Myths.
Yes. By the way, speaking of myths, and I think it was on that list, did you see again the 52 thoroughbreds came around last week?
No way.
Ugh.
That thing has got to
It will
die.
Never. I can't tell you. I had like three of my non-horsey friends send that to me in a private message.
Oh my gosh.
It just will not go away. That was how many years ago?
That was, yeah. 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 Yeah, I think we did a story about that too, debunking that, which apparently didn't go viral because people are still wait, was that on the myths? I can't remember
either. It had to be. There's like that one just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
And going
oh and yeah, going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did write it, but that would made our four. Yeah. As we researched it, 50. So it was at one point a true.
It was
myth,
like
true
10
thing,
years ago.
Yeah,
no, it actually 2011.
Yeah, because we had one of the women that I used to event with up in Ohio adopted two of them, and we had her on to talk about it and the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all 52 thoroughbreds were rehomed within 4 days. So they're all gone now, folks. Sorry. Yeah. They don't need homes. They have homes.
Yeah.
People were very sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to help, but yeah.
Very sweet. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
But we're done helping now. They're done.
No. Yeah. No more helping.
No more helping. It's all over.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I was surprised to see your number three story was the mounted self-defense. You did an article on how to defend yourself if somebody tries to attack you while you're on your horse.
Yeah.
And that one was number three. And that just goes to show you that people are more concerned about that now.
Yeah. And it does happen. I mean, mm-hmm. It happened earlier this year. Horse and Hound wrote a story about it. A British rider who was out riding on the road, and a man on a bike stopped and then just harassed her, followed her. I mean, didn't try and like pull her, you know, thank God, you know, into his car or something like that, but chased her for a mile, running his bike into the horse several times. So I guess that, you know, and we posted this, and a lot of people had sort of similar creepy or scary experiences, more than I would have thought. So, this was, you know, and even if people don't, you know, we all know that there are crazies out there. And so this is just good information to have in your back pocket should something like that ever happen.
Well, it's why I'm teaching my Mustang how to do a Levade and a Capriole.
There you go.
You know, the typical war-like elements that all horses should know.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. Rear and kick him in the face.
Kick him in the face.
Yeah.
Well, you know, too, I wanted to say, speaking of horses' safety, and I'm sure Horse Nation feels the same way. You guys did a couple articles on this. We'll get back to what's number one on your list. But was all the flooding and the number of rescues that have happened of horses stuck on islands and different places in the middle of the country. Our thoughts and prayers are everybody. I know we have a lot of listeners there, and you have a lot of readers there in Indiana and Missouri and all the way down the Mississippi. There's just been record flooding and an unusual time of the year. Mm-hmm. And horses stuck on islands and having to go out and rescue them. And it's been some hairy rescues.
Mm-hmm.
And dozens and dozens and dozens of them. This isn't just one isolated case. There's been a ton of them. There was one guy arrested. He was drunk and he heard about the horses stuck on an island. He was going to go help. So he went and jumped in the water, and the police and firemen were trying to get him out. And he was like floating downstream and trying to swim over to the horses to help. He got arrested, by the way. And when you see his mugshot, you would understand why they didn't want him helping. Alcohol involved, but they from what I read, they rescued almost all the horses. There was one ranch what had 160 horses that needed rescued. It was something else.
Thank goodness.
So our best and our thoughts and prayers are out to all of them. What was number one?
Number one was this video of we called it the bomb proofest Grand Prix dressage horse in the history
of ever.
And let me tell you, this horse, I mean, while it's doing its dressage, upper level dressage thing, they're like flapping tarps on it. They're like running chainsaws in its direction. I mean, this horse is just, you know, kept his eye on the ball despite umbrellas, fire, chainsaws, people trying to fold it up in a tarp, you know.
The tarp was folded over this horse and it's continuing to do tempi changes.
Yes. Yeah, that's bonkers. So this horse wins is horse of the year in my book.
Yeah. Too true.
Yeah, that was a good one. You guys have a lot to live up to now. Every year you raise the bar, you have to get higher.
Well, we do. We try. We certainly do try. So
Well, we appreciate you coming back and join us in 2016. Every year we get to the end of the year, after we pick on you endlessly, we think Leslie's going to quit, and every year she comes back for more.
I'm not sure no. Why. You guys are going to quit on me before I quit on you.
That's like, a threat. That's a threat, Jamie.
I hope that's a promise.
And I will say this. You guys also did a 2016 Horse Nation staff resolutions. And I'm glad to see you're like us and we really don't make any. So it's like,
yeah.
The older you get, the less resolutions you make, because you realize after a while that you're never going to keep them anyway. So
Yeah. I sort of wrote out a heartfelt sort of, and I'm like, but you know, also maybe I'll start trying to do some more yoga. Maybe that.
Yeah, add that to your list like everybody else. Yoga's on the top 10, by the way, of all resolutions that people make, not just horse people. So yeah. Okay. We'll ask you about that at the end of the year, right?
Right. Yeah.
You can do the vegan thing with Jamie. She's in vegan January.
Do you know who my husband is? He's like a bacon.
Well, I give you an exception for bacon, because I think that's a no. I think there's exceptions for bacon.
You're not a vegan.
I grant you an exception for bacon.
I eat bacon. So does my husband. God. We eat bacon.
If it tastes
bacon.
Anything like that tofu stuff, you don't want to go there.
Oh my God, it's so good. Love it.
I do. I can mix it up. I really
she
can.
Posted this post yesterday, Leslie, of 26 recipes for, and she has a bunch of the listeners doing the vegan January thing too.
Those are my girls.
Yeah,
all
she
girls.
Has a bunch of them trying it. I think they'll all make it about 2 days. But I think Jamie will make it the whole month. They'll all make it about 2 days. Mm-hmm. So she posted 26 recipes for your vegan veganaire. How do you say it?
Veganuary.
Mm. I looked through there. There was one of those recipes that I actually liked any of the ingredients. I would suck as a vegan. I just
you're
be,
not
I'd starve
a great.
Death.
You're not a great vegetable eater, Glenn.
No.
I'm Nor not. Are is you bacon adventurous. No, it is not. That's the problem. Poor little piggy.
Are you a big vegetable eater, Leslie?
I love vegetables. I think cheese would be my Achilles heel.
Well, that's Jamie's too, by the way.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's why I lose so much weight in Veganuary. It's because I cut out 19 pounds of cheese that I would have eaten.
Right.
As I just bought the ricotta cheese to make the gluten-free lasagna. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow.
Gluten-free is not fat-free.
Because making lasagna without cheese would really suck.
Yeah. Vegan cheese just doesn't melt the same way. I don't know.
And it tastes like your high school eraser. That's the other thing.
Vegan cheese is, I would like to, I have not found a good one yet. I'm still in the search for a good vegan cheese. So listeners out there that are joining me, if you find one, let me know.
Well, I will tell you that our listeners chimed in this morning on what their resolutions were for 2016. And a lot of them were ride their horse more, which we had talked about. One of them I thought was interesting. John said to find a mentor to become a show announcer. John, go for that. I've announced it a couple of shows. That's a lot of fun.
We could start you out here. We're doing weekend shows now.
Yes.
Come on.
Wouldn't it be cool to do a weekend show with the guy where the host was in the announcer voice the whole time? At least,
I could do that with you, Glenn. I'll just have my announcer voice on. Please, coming up next. We're going to, that'd be awesome.
You could do like an equestrian version of, do you know, like NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Do you know? It's like their sort of game show, trivia.
You could host it, Leslie.
I don't know if I have a good game show voice. I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of have to have that game show voice. Yeah.
Channel my inner Bob Barker.
There you go.
Bob Mayer.
I think Justin had, and I know she is a she dabbles a little bit in jousting, our listener, and she said, by all that is holy, I am freaking taking him to a jousting championship this year. So there you go, Justin. That's an unusual one. We don't have many that want to go to jousting championships. And the rest of them were pretty much ride on a consistent basis. That's everybody's. And then life gets in the way.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for life, we'd all ride more.
Jobs, you know.
All that crap.
Craps.
Who wants
friends.
To do that anyway? Hey, one other thing, Leslie, before you go. It's our story of the day. And we're going to start off the year with Escaped Loose Horse. Jamie.
Yes.
Well, sort of, Glenn.
Oh.
It's kind of sort of like that. You know, there's a little city in Texas, and I noticed that they realized that this is near Granby in northern Texas, and there's an animal walking around. And, you know, when I was little, my pony got out, and we were running down, and I lived in Atlanta, and we were running down the street. Like, asking, and there was this couple sitting out on their porch, and we were like, hey, did you see a white pony go by? Well, they were both sitting on the porch drinking, and they looked at each other, and they go, you saw that too? So, I would imagine that this is kind of like that. Like, this couple saw it, and they never said a word to each other. Anyone missing a zebra is kind of the question of the day in Hood County, North Texas. A zebra on New Year's Day. So people are either drunk or still hungover. They're like,
oh, that's a funny colored horse.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this zebra got out and was roaming around North Texas. And it apparently jumped fences off Highway 144 near Comanche Peak during its wanderings. Then this sheriff, Roger Deeds, was able to catch it. But then it got away again.
That takes a brave sheriff to catch a zebra.
Yeah.
Like, the sheriffs in Texas just have ropes. They just, like, instead of guns, right. They just carry ropes too, you know? Like, oh,
was this one of Sammy Joe's? Our friend Sammy Joe? Was this one of her zebras?
I think Dominique lives in zebras.
Oh, that's right. She moved to Texas.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, I'm on Sammy Joe's page, and I don't see any notice about a zebra getting loose. She has several of them, but then again, that's not something you'd probably post.
The zebra was returned unhurt. The sheriff was able to catch it again.
Uh-oh. Oh,
buddy. Okay, go. Oh, he wants the computer.
You can have it.
Yeah, here you go. I'll take it.
So they ended up finding, they caught it. They found the owner, and he was returned unhurt. But God, could you imagine seeing a zebra running around?
There goes a zebra.
No.
That horse is doing a great color in that quarter horse.
Yeah.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Sure
and
thing.
Better luck with the terrorists and the hackers.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
You guys have a great week.
Hey, we've never had anything crash in the middle of a radiothon. Never. No.
Never.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
So to remind everybody that's just coming in, we've had a couple people post. Did Jamie make the announcement yet? This is the scoop.
You tell them.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we're going to be here tomorrow. Emily could not make it for the jumping episode we usually do on the first Tuesday, so you get Jamie and I an extra day. I know, I'm sorry. But Emily will be back next month. She was just tied up this month, so she'll be back next month, and we'll talk jumping next month. But tomorrow, Jamie and I will be here. We'll do a special Tuesday episode. She's going to make her big announcement then. However, she did make a little announcement today, and you can just remind everybody what that was quick.
I am heading in the truck and trailer going to prison. I'm going to jail.
Right. Going back to jail.
I'm going back to jail. I'm going to go get Thor a brother that he can have for a year. You can listen to the more in-depth if you go a little bit earlier, but we are going to go adopt us another Mustang. Hey, baby, you ready to get another Mustang?
Yeah.
He's super thrilled about
it. I can see that. You know, at the beginning of the show when Chad was not sitting in the room, you said he was very excited he was going to go along. And now when he's sitting in the room.
He's wrangling the kid right now. He's doing a great job. And by the way, we are going to have to make the big announcement, the huge announcement tomorrow at the beginning of the show, because Chad's not going to be here. So I've got to get this done.
I'll be on my own after about 10 minutes. Is that what you're saying? Okay, good.
So we'll make the announcement at the beginning. Yeah, I am going to you are not going to believe what I'm going to do.
I have no idea. And believe me, listeners, I've been trying to guess this and I've not gotten it. And I know you pretty well and we're in our sixth year now. I know you pretty well.
Dude, this is going to break you. I'm probably going to get a lot of nasty emails about it, honestly.
Oh,
but
really?
Once I explain it, hopefully people will calm down.
Oh, geez. Now you have me scared.
I know. It could be crazy. It could be crazy. I don't know. We'll see.
Now you have me nervous. All right.
I'm nervous. So that exciting adventure is happening on Wednesday. So I'll tell you about it Tuesday so we can talk about what I need to do on Wednesday to make this exciting adventure happen. Okay, I got to move on. We got to stop talking about it. I'm going to give it away.
All right. Very good. Well,
real quick. One is going to give you a little racing news.
Okay.
You know, we talked a little bit about Dortmund came back and won a big race in December. Well, he went out and did a work yesterday, and there was potential that Dortmund, of course, you know, he came in second to American Pharoah in the Derby last year. So he was going to potentially run against California Chrome on January 9th.
Oh, wow.
Well, apparently it's no longer an option. California Dortmund, he didn't have a great work, and Bob Baffert's like, I'm just going to hang on to him for a little while, probably run him in February. And I'm reading this article. I'm like, oh, poor Dortmund. He's not feeling good. You know, like, blah, blah, blah. They'll get him going again. Okay, great. You know, and the article goes on to say, with Dortmund out of the San Pasqual, the potential matchup with California Chrome may have to wait until later in the year. Because California Chrome is scheduled to travel overseas for, the Dubai World Cup again.
Didn't they learn anything from last year?
Right. He got sick. He was out for the rest of the year. They sent him to England. It was a nightmare.
I do wonder about that group.
Well, the fun, exciting guy, they kicked him out of the group. You know, he's not a DAP anymore.
Apparently they haven't kicked enough of him out of the group.
I was so surprised when I saw that.
They must be getting paid to come over. That's the only thing I can think of.
That and the Dubai World Cup, the purse is $10 million. So, I mean, my gosh. But seriously, you're going to do this again? Ugh.
I know. It went so well last year.
Stop it. Run him here. We want to see him. It just sucks. So anyway, there you go. But we'll see Dortmund again in hopefully February.
And you know what? Pretty soon, it's January already. We're going to be talking about who the contenders are for the next Kentucky Derby.
I know they're out there already. The next winner has already been, you know, working hard. So I'm so excited.
We're so excited too. We were driving out yesterday and we go by several of the big thoroughbred farms down here in Ocala. We have a lot of them here too, in Kentucky. And of course, they're going to be popping babies here pretty soon. But usually about the middle to the end of January, you'll start seeing the babies on the ground. So that's always something we look forward to.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, and Kentucky, you could drive around outskirts of Kentucky there and you'd see 1,000 babies. And it was so much fun to see them out in the fields.
Edward, my former racehorse who lives here, his birthday was yesterday. Do you think they faked it? He was probably born December and they're like, hide him.
You think they do that? There's
I would imagine they do.
I don't know how that works as far as the, checking on that. I don't know how that works.
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens.
No, he wasn't born on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day.
Breeding stalls for the mares. There's the stalls for the stallions. And then there's the private stalls that nobody knows about at the back of the farm.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, all right.
Have a great day. Thanks
Thank you for joining us on our first day back. We appreciate it. Happy New Year, everybody. We hope you have a terrific horsey New Year. And we all hope you get to ride your horse more. Because apparently that's what everybody wants to do. And we'll be back tomorrow morning for the special Tuesday episode. Jamie and I and Jennifer will be here. So we'll see you then. Take care, everybody.
Spay, neuter, gelding. This is a great name.
Does it have anything to do with spaying and neutering?
No.
Oh, okay.
It does not. Yeah, I'm going to spay a dog on the air. That's what I'm going to do.